Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The essence of what's happening is just good old-fashioned takeover. Powerful interests want the United States as an engine of world domination, and they want the American people's property, and all over the country under Agenda 21, they're taking people's property. That is the essence of martial law, is a suspension of due process, private property, right to assemble. All of it's happening like clockwork. Habeas corpus. When we come back, I'm going to attempt in just one segment to give you a report on martial law, because it's getting so much attention. If you just joined us, Obama signed a new executive order. Most legal scholars, there's hundreds of articles today, are concurring, well, yeah, this is basically ruled by the executive branch, and in there is designated the Secretary of Defense over the whole thing. Congress is not involved. That is the essence of martial law as well. I mean, they have hit every point. If there was, say, a list of 20 things to give you martial law, they've double-checked each one of them. I mean, they have really done their work with the executive order, National Defense Resources Preparedness. And it ties all the other executive orders together. The seizure of infrastructure, work brigades. And you notice they announced this week, they announced the new FEMA. The new FEMA brigades. In fact, guys, I am that to you. I don't, or maybe I didn't, but I didn't see that in my stack where FEMA announces the new FEMA Corps. And I actually want to show it to people directly from FEMA.gov, because folks won't even believe that. How long did we warn people about that? The clergy response teams, all of it. Wow. It is all coming down. Just FEMA announces new FEMA Corps. It's got Mr. Napolitano up there and all the rest of them. It's not even really like exhausting, even though I am very tired. See, I get all wound up about this all weekend, and then I get on air on Monday. It's not that I'm even exhausted. It's more just, it's beyond even being sad. It's just, does anybody know what we're in for here? You know how bad this is? How sad this is? This is how America's dying. This is how the Republic is being destroyed. And it is very, very sad. Yeah, it's FEMA announces new FEMA Corps. I'll show you. Watch this. I'll do it on screen right here. We can even show people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. FEMA. FEMA Corps. And the Washington Post has got an article on it, but the one I wanted, here it is. Oh, there's the new FEMA Corps person. It's got the young lady right there over on the right-hand side. I'll just print that. There's one that's got big sis is the one I really want. I am it yesterday. Homeland Security Today. We'll look at this one. White House launches FEMA Corps program for disaster preparedness. Of course, people are like, well, that's just disaster preparedness. It turns out I know about the AmeriCorps subset, Secure Corps, and it's for warrant service, fugitive apprehension, and domestic spy force. I want to find that one that's got the one I had this weekend I sent to everybody. Actually showed Big Sis with everybody. I'll just keep looking, even about to do it in the next segment. Anyways, I'm going to have all that in my stack when we come back, and we'll go over it. Yeah, here's one. This is it. I found it by searching photos. There it is. I found it. Here you go. I found it. Announcement of creation of the FEMA Corps. Homeland Security website. Be right back.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm about to cover the fact that martial law is being incrementally established permanently as the new form of government here in the United States, with what's left of county, city, and state and federal government basically keeping its name intact but operating as pure auxiliaries of the Defense Department, itself controlled by puppet presidents, 100% installed and run by six global megabanks who have openly dominated almost every nation of the world and are in the process right now of mopping up a few final countries. Now, we're not just being usurped by powerful elites that simply wish to rule and own the public. These control freaks crave power because they are eugenicists. They absolutely hate humanity. They believe that they are superhuman and that you are detestable trash who is subhuman and deserves to be basically poisoned and worked to death and then euthanized. Now, before I get into this special report on martial law that's finally getting a major nationwide attention, I want to just add that you need to understand that they're bringing in martial law and overthrowing checks and balances and due process, because you can't have a total command and control system that has due process. You can't have automated computer systems that order the police to arrest somebody. You can't have people disappear into gulags that the NDAA supposedly legalizes. Of course, you can't legalize tyranny, so it's a fraud. If you still have due process. And a lot of people say, well, I have nothing to worry about. I'm going along with the system. The system wants to use and abuse you. Just because you're a nice person doesn't mean someone won't try to break into your house and tie you up while they rape your wife and children in front of you and then slit their throats. Just because you're a nice person didn't mean the Soviets wouldn't invade Poland, the Ukraine, or Romania, or Czechoslovakia and arrest daddy and he's never seen again and rape mommy there in the kitchen in front of the little kids. You naive people who've lived in the shadow of freedom that our forebears paid for in blood have no idea the hell gates you're opening. I said it, hell gates. All of you trendies that just buy into this idea of a liberal persona, it's a persona. There's nothing liberal about Obama and Eric Holder and Janet Napolitano and any of them. These are dangerous authoritarians, but they themselves are nothing but minions of the completely cold-blooded Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase that runs the whole show globally, on record now. Remember, world governments now admitted the solution to world problems created by the mega banks is world government technocratic systems run by them. All over Europe, they're removing elected leaders, installing bankers as the heads of the country. Malaria is spreading, cholera, you name it in Greece. It was the jewel, now rotting in just a year. Imploded by design. Austerity is coming here. They are flicking the switches in the control room. Image that. Martial law was in place and ready to come out of mothballs. Now they're flicking the switches, turning it on, powering it up. And you know when they're getting ready to move with new wars, new false flag stage terror attacks, media censorship, false flags on the internet. You know when they're getting ready to move, when they start preconditioning the public for it. And they're doing it on all fronts right now, moving quickly. I don't want to look back later and wish that we would have done more now. Now, you in your gut, as a bureaucrat, as an enforcer of this system, whether in the military, a police officer, or a bureaucrat that commands them, or any of these systems, I know you've been given a false template of compartmentalization of why you do what you do, filled with kernels of truth. But if you look at general history, common sense, what our forebears warned us about, the track record we have with this government, and I say that loosely, you know we're in bad shape. I don't really know anybody that denies that anymore. But people say, well, what are you going to do about it? Just keep your head down. No. At times like this in history, keeping your head down is not the right move. If you're being chased by 10 wolves through the forest, you don't get your head down and get in a fetal position and cry for mommy. You get into a small cave and block the entrance. You climb a tree. Or you get up on a high ground with some boulders and you stand and fight. You do not get in a fetal position and kiss your behind goodbye. I hope everybody understands that. Now, the PSYOP works like this. It's been done incrementally. If you look at the definitions of martial law that we have linked in this big article by Paul Joseph Watson that's red-linked on Infowars.com, also mirrored at PrisonPlanet.com, Obama executive order paves the way for nationalization of entire economy. Government greases the skids for America's Greece-style meltdown. And that's always been the public plan. Now, the National Defense Resources Preparedness takes Cold War 1950 emergency legislation that is put into place to be activated if Congress gets destroyed by a Soviet nuke strike. So Congress got tricked into letting this be on the books for a nuke strike, basically. Continuity of government. Obama changes it to say any emergency, including economic, which Bush did in his presidential decision directive and executive order in 2008 that we made a big deal out of. People are like, okay, well, Bush did it too. Now Obama's doing it. The point is that everything in those old orders is being updated and is now being implemented. That's why this is so important. It's one thing to have a plan on the shelf that's dangerous enough. It's another thing to begin to activate it. What do you think it is when the TSA is not just in airports but on highways, pulling people over without warrants, commanding local police, no jurisdiction, no, they're not even federally or state sworn, not bonded. It's totally illegal. But they say it's legal under the emergency. That's why they declare a new emergency every year in Congress. They've always got a new reason, but it's under that emergency declaration since the 1933 War Powers, the 1947 National Security Act, the 1950 National Defense Resources Preparedness, and all of these are just tweakings of systems of martial law and reauthorizations and then rearranging who's in command. John Warner Defense Authorization Act, 2007, says prepare for insurrection, not just by citizens, but by the states. Prepare a governor's council to operate and speak for all 50 appointed by the president. The public will still see 10 governors. That's in the definitions. Black's Law has about 10 pages. I was reading it last night and this morning on martial law. And it's different permutations, but it's governors with military power. Have you watched during a flood how it's military generals at FEMA now under Big Sis? Have you watched how during tornadoes it's generals under Homeland Security? Have you watched how the whole power structure is going to military people under NORTHCOM? It fits all the definitions. Checkpoints, curfews, suspension of the Fourth Amendment, open warrantless spying. Head of the CIA last week, in a speech saying, we spy on all of you without warrants. There are piggyback systems in all new electronics, from your clock radio to your washer and dryer. Go read the quotes. I read them Friday. Have you guys put the Wired magazine back up? Thank you. For people that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Why are they now admitting all this? Why are they saying, yeah, we'll secretly arrest you for any reason and disappear you? Because they've got to get the military and the contractors. A lot of them foreign government contractors are here. That's in FEMA document, NLEO 9 and others. In the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, it treasonously, traitorously, in the most brazen, chutzpah-fueled bravado I've ever seen, says the Pentagon will move into the states. And governors and legislatures, they're saying if the legislature doesn't do what they're told, the feds will move armor in and take the capitals. That's in the John Warren Defense Authorization Act. What did they say last year when they unanimously passed in the House to ban the TSA from touching people's genitals? I mean, they don't even do that in communist China or North Korea. What did they say? They said, we'll run an air blockade. We'll run an air blockade with F-16s of Texas and shoot down any aircraft that enter. That's John Warner Defense Authorization Act. We are in deep trouble. Now, why is the system doing this? That's the $64 million question. When we come back from break, I'm going to address that, and then we'll give the number out and talk to police and military ahead of our next guest joining us. But I'm begging you. To go, just type in law dictionary, if you want the long form, long definition martial law, or definition martial law, and go read it. And read what the Supreme Court has said. Go read what Black's Law says. Go read, and then look around you and see what's being rolled in. See, people think of martial law as Waco burning. That's 100 on the scale. You know, everybody being drugged out of their homes, concentration camps. No, no, no. This martial law is just going to be property taxes, carbon taxes, taking your land, harassing farmers, taking your guns, running checkpoints. But they're phasing it in right now. We're under martial law. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
About this, the United States has been criminally conquered. The Washington Post, Time Magazine, Financial Times of London, they all brag every time I pick one up about, yeah, big mega banks run things now. Yeah, we don't even need local governments anymore. The experts are running things. You won't be voting anymore in your town or city. This is happening all over the U.S. No, a corporation's going to run your town now. In some cases, big cities. And guess what? We're tripling your power and water prices. Oh, it's so we make bigger profits. Don't like it? Move somewhere else. But we're taking over there, too. And this is so you can't get due process. This is so they can exempt themselves from lawsuits. This is so the criminals that have hijacked our nation can have their way with us. And who's at the top of the pyramid? Goldman Sachs. One of their top executives went public last week saying, we're there to cheat our customers and we call them scum and Muppets and idiots. And I can't do it anymore. That's the attitude. Let's rip people off. They're just total criminals. Again, who ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. And remember what the Attorney General just got caught saying from a tape back in 95. Let's brainwash the public to be anti-gun. And when you see a gun, call the police. And that's why when the telephone guy's in your house, he calls the cops on you, even though the gun's legal. This is what they've turned us into, a nation of snitches reporting to a bunch of criminals. They want the martial law in because the normal law and the system of due process and the Constitution is like holy water to a vampire. It's what will send them to prison. So they want to get rid of it so they can steal at an even greater level, arrest their political opposition, and can't get in trouble. It's elementary. Every tyranny ends up falling, though, because the elites and their minions just start stealing at every level, and the elite will never go after their own minions because, you know, that would be, you know, bad for morale, and so everybody just starts stealing, and then everything falls apart. And I was reading the Black's Law definition of martial law. Typically, the imposition of martial law accompanies curfews, those are going in everywhere, the suspension of civil law, civil rights, everywhere it's happening. No protest, arrest you for filming police, habeas corpus, they're getting rid of that, NDAA, and the application or extension of military law or military justice to civilians. The police act like military now. Civilians defying martial law may be subjected to military tribunal. You don't even get a military tribunal under NDAA. They just kill you. It's beyond even martial law. It's just total mafia, serial killer government. I mean, folks, they grow the opium in front of everyone on the news now. Because the troops are going, I won't do this. I'm going to tell people, oh, really? Watch this. They put the troops grow the opium. Move along. I want to read you this Cicero quote, and we're going to come back and take calls from police and military only, please. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gates freely. His sly whispers, rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of the government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appears to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of the nation, by design, I would add. He works secretly and unknown in the night under national security to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. Marcus Tullius Cicero, ancient Roman lawyer, writer, scholar, orator, and member of the Senate. Statesman, 106 BC to 43 BC. Resisted Caesar, was killed by one that came after Caesar. Let it be known that this was to come to pass as this nation went into bondage. America, for all intents and purposes, is dead, has been conquered, is gone. But countries are not like people who die but once. Countries are ideas, and we could rise from the ashes like the mythical phoenix anytime we wanted to. But we have to admit that we have an illegitimate criminal group running the nation.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34.
Now, if you just joined us, our big top headline at InfoWars.com states Obama executive order paves the way for nationalization of the economy. And of course, as you know, I'm the individual more than anybody that's warned of military takeover of the United States through foreign banks. I told you Europe would be collapsed through derivatives fraud 12, 13 years ago. I've broken down exactly how they would do it, what it would look like, how they would roll it out, because it's in their documents. Now, all the different news outlets that are analyzing this executive order are stating that, oh, yeah, Obama says he can take over all industry, work brigades, oh, this is terrible. What folks haven't done is actually gone and looked at all the accompanying executive orders and U.S. code and COG that this mentions, because that's where you really find everything. National draft for military, work brigades, everything. Now, does it mean they're going to ever implement all of this? No, but they're trying to. And this is a group who's been caught shipping guns into Mexico to blame it on their political enemies. I mean, that's diabolical. Imagine what else they're up to. Now, I want to hear from active duty military and police, and I'll go to you quickly, and you can make your point, and I'll move to the next person, about this. Because the reason we're covering it today, after probably talking about this, I don't know, more than 1,000 times in the last 17 years on air, is because now it's all starting to move quicker. It's on the same trajectory, but accelerating, and people are finally getting it. But this is bipartisan. This goes back to Eisenhower. Again, under nuclear attack, they put this in place. This is not for nuclear attack. Obama's changing it to say any disaster, any emergency, repeating what Bush did. But he's moving to activate it. And remember, Obama announced we need a domestic security force just as big, just as strong. Remember that quote? In fact, guys, later, I'm going to play the brainwashing clip by the Attorney General one more time, brainwash folks, you know, against the Second Amendment, tell people to call and report guns, even though they're illegal. I want to play that clip again, but then we've got it in the computer, but it's Obama calls for national security force, and we'll pull that up. But I want to give the number out for police and military, because you know, police and military call and they go, yeah, we know we're being trained for this, but it's your job as a citizen to stop it, or it's Congress's job. Yeah, I know that. But historically, it's the police and military saying no in East Germany or in Romania or in Czechoslovakia or in so many other areas that ends up stopping this. I mean, I'm asking you, here's my question. Is there any order you won't follow? I mean, do you realize the Bill of Rights, Constitution, that's why we love America and hang flags outside our doors? That's why we appreciate the military. When the military becomes an instrument to overthrow that, it becomes an anathema. I'm not saying the German military was bad pre-Hitler. Most of them under Hitler didn't even agree with him. But they followed orders. You've got to say no. I mean, do you agree with me? Do you disagree? Are you concerned? When they put out an executive order and say, we can suspend Congress, the president runs things under the Department of Defense, we'll have 10 governors that run the country. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But first, I want to play the Attorney General clip one more time. This is from 1995, 17 years ago, when he was Deputy Attorney General. And the memos, there have been lawsuits, FOIAs, they've come out where he's saying, we got to cover up OKC. This is our number one priority. What'd you want to cover up, buddy boy? We know. Ran another false flag, didn't you? Shipping the guns into Mexico. Blaming it on the Second Amendment. I mean, I'm here risking my life to expose these criminals. None of us are safe. I'm not going to be a coward and sit here and hold back what I say. They've got to be brought to justice. But how do you bring the UN to justice for war crimes when they're in charge of that? How do you bring the Attorney General to justice for Fast and Furious when he's in charge of justice? That's what tyranny is, when the bad guys get the high ground. And again, why are they trying to thaw out all these martial law provisions right now? And add cherries on top that were never there of, they can disappear people. Because they want to be able to tell the Mercs, look, you got a law. Start killing. Make it look like a heart attack. We don't want his body ever found. Make it look like a carjacking. Where are the men? Let's go ahead and go to the Attorney General. Here it is.
We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. We also want to have a hotline that we will set up and have the number of that hotline that we just go out there, and that would be something that people would have emblazoned in their minds so that when they see a gun or become familiar about the facts of a gun crime, they would call that hotline and pass that information.
Okay, so there you go. And we're going to play the clip of Obama talking about his national domestic security force. On record, your preachers, executives, even over small companies, are even giving them license to kill. That came out 5 years ago about InfraGuard, where they've got executives ready to take phone calls on people to kill that work for them. You bet the president's saying he can kill whoever he wants. They've got wannabe hitmen everywhere. These criminals are so out of control. They're trying to hire local executives and giving them license to kill. 007 type behavior. See, notice they never give that to the police and military because you're actually professional and trained. They create a TSA. They create a brown shirt. They create these goon forces who they can later flush down the toilet when they're done with them. All right, I want to go to your phone calls. Brian in Ohio is a police officer. Lou in Ohio, just active 2 months ago. Eric in Texas, a police officer. Blaze, Alaska, airborne infantry. Let's go to Brian in Ohio. We'll go to them as they came in. Listening, an Ohio police officer. So, what do you think about all the stuff that's going on?
Well, first of all, I'll say I'm a big fan. I just kind of opened my eyes, woke up about 2 or 3 years ago, and listen to you. Try to listen to you every day, especially if I'm working out or something like that. But, as far as the Eric Holder and the whole brainwashing and weapons thing, I don't know how effective that's going to be. I mean, where I work at, police officers in my department, especially me, I can't say all of them, but most of them love the new carry concealed law we have in Ohio that came about a few years ago, I think.
Yeah, that's got to scare all the bad guys, doesn't it? Cause, I mean, crime rates plunge when you have that.
I think it did. We've had a few instances on the street where people have gotten robbed, and we were able to return fire from their carry concealed weapon. And that does send a message out to the street, especially when it's a lot of young punks out there.
Let me ask you a question: are the police starting to wake up that secret arrest and things like that is not good?
Well, as far as where I work at, it's a big city in Ohio, and I don't think we've gotten to the point where we've been exposed to anything like that yet. I know I haven't. One of the things I always want to call and talk to you about is, at least from where I work, we don't see ourselves as working for the government. We kind of see ourselves as local crime fighters. Okay.
Well, that's the way it should be. But my point is, the feds are starting to take over, and that's why there's going to be a collision. You got record gun sales. The people say it's because they don't trust the federal government. Most of the police I talk to are awake now. Most of the military is awake. So I don't see how this is going to, basically wash out then when you've got the public waking up and the feds power grabbing.
I understand. Like you said, police officers, waking up, and a lot of them, don't necessarily have to be woken up to a certain extent because, like I said, they're innocent in their own ways of just being crime fighters. They're not out here trying to, protect dignitaries or work for corporations, or they're not trying to, make arrests at protests. We just come to work. We respond to calls that the citizens give us. And we try our best to help people out, and we try our best to get the bad guy. And sometimes we get him, sometimes we don't. And, I like to think of it as we don't do what we do on a day-to-day basis on behalf of the government. We do it on behalf of honest, innocent people.
What do you do when you have these idiots that have never owned a gun and watch sitcoms, and they think you're supposed to report somebody who's got a shotgun in a gun case? Because they're over at their house delivering, say, couches, and then they call the hotline and say, "I'm over here, and this guy's got a shotgun."
Well, that has never happened to me. I can tell you a story. About a month ago, there was a 17-year-old girl that lived in a house with her parents. Of course, she had her own child, 17. She was the biggest brat in the world. She called the police because her father just realized that his wife was cheating on him. And he got angry and was, throwing things around the house, and he made a threat just to them vocally that he's going to kill this guy. Well, he was just angry. We talked to him because we got called over there because she called the police and said that she wanted him arrested and brought him removed the house, and she wants to confiscate his guns because he's got guns and he made threats to kill somebody and he's dangerous. Well, we showed up, basically laughed in her face and told her that, we can do that, and we're not going to do that.
Good, because in a lot of areas they would have taken his guns. Well, God bless you. Good to hear from you. That's what we need to hear. It's this idea of just, go after everybody, and the so-called liberals, as they call themselves, love to use the system against people, and I'm sick of it. Okay, now, again, I'm asking the military and police, though, here. What are you going to do as all this starts unfolding? Because Obama is thawing out nuclear war provisions, But he's saying for economic emergency, to nationalize farms, ranches, transportation, water, everything. And even mainline scholars, it's all over the news, are saying this is martial law. Are people concerned about this? Lou in Ohio, active duty just 2 months ago. Go ahead, Lou.
Hey, Alex, love you, brother. I honestly want to thank you. About 2 years into my service in Army Special Operations, I started watching some of your documentaries and started reading a little Jim Mars. And when my ETS day came up, I got out of there as fast as I could. I just want to say that there are two things that I really feel like we need to be doing. One, I know we got some lawyers. You have to know some lawyers on our side, right?
There are quite a few.
Well, let's get the evidence. Let's get the witnesses of this voter fraud. Let's put it in the courts, and let's force them to acknowledge our rights. We can't let this slide. We got all these people behind Ron Paul this year. If we just take this sitting down, how are we going to recover from that?
Well, you're right, and I intend to get into that in the next hour. That was actually next on my list. Video of the election fraud, the fact that he did start winning a bunch of delegates, and they had the police come in and arrest them, and they admitted that it was part of a regular delegate fight and that that's how it's normally done. But this time they arrested the Ron Paul supporters and gave the delegates to Mitt Romney. And, of course, you're alluding to that. And there was election fraud in Iowa. There was election fraud in Maine, 100% confirmed in Maine, that Ron Paul won, and they just didn't give it to him. That's what I'm saying. What do you do when they're doing stuff like that?
Well, I think the second thing we need to do is we need to make it clear to the GOP that we're not voting as Republicans. We're not voting for Ron Paul as a Republican. We're voting for Ron Paul. And if he doesn't get it, we're not going to vote for Mitt Romney. So if they steal it from him, they're not going to get their candidate in because his votes are leaving.
I got a whole stack on that, and I promise I'm going to get to that, and it's important. But soon it won't even matter when you've got the federal government activating all these martial law provisions as fast as they can. They're doing that for a reason. They're getting ready for a bigger economic collapse, an Iran war, maybe a big false flag. All I know is danger, danger, Will Robinson. And we've got to make the fact that impeachment proceedings that can lead to the impeachment of Obama have begun in the House. It's not getting any coverage over the fact that he's launching wars. When the president's launching wars without congressional approval, folks, that's martial law. When he's turning off power plants outside of law so his buddies make more money with their plants, that's martial law. When they're federalizing things, that's martial law. Martial law just means doing what you want. Rule of the dictator. Rule of the junta. Let's go to Eric in Texas, who is a police officer. Go ahead, Eric. Thank you for holding.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking my call. I hope you can hear me okay. I've been kind of under the weather, though.
No, I can hear you.
A couple of things real quick. Number one, I just want to say the establishment is scared of us. Okay, or else they wouldn't be pushing this federalized takeover of law enforcement and in general. Okay, they want to get us under their thumb.
Yeah, they're criminals. They're criminals. Yeah, and the mafia wants to take over every department and every jury and grand jury in the country so they can really engage in some crime.
Right, but we're not a bunch of dumb gorillas. Okay, I can tell you that right now. I'm a police officer. I'm a firearms instructor, tactics instructor. I preach to my guys all the time. The message of Oath Keepers, the message of the Constitution. And I can just tell you, when it comes down to those questions that you're asking, you know, will you obey when they tell you to do something illegal, something unconstitutional? There's a whole lot of police officers that are not going to do it. I'm big on preaching this. I'm a lifetime member of Oath Keepers. I wear my Oath Keeper t-shirt with my gun and badge all the time. I wear InfoWars t-shirts with my gun and badge all the time, and I would encourage other officers to do the same, because the citizenry looks at that. I can't tell you how many times people have come up to me and said, man, I love that t-shirt, I love that message. They're looking to police officers and the military too to provide some leadership for them. We live in dark times, but I think if we will get that message out there, you know, taking flyers to the grocery store, I take them with my kids, put up flyers at the grocery store, you know, InfoWars stuff.
We've got to get aggressive and start your own organization. Absolutely. But listen, I can hear it in the spirit that you're putting out here is one of truth. As bad as stuff is, folks, we haven't gone down the slide yet. I just got chills. This is the preparation. I mean, these are really bad people that have taken over the federal government. They are the nastiest types you can imagine. We're all in danger, folks. And America knows that. Look at the gun sales. Is that not a positive thing? I'm going to hold you over, but is that not positive?
That is a beautiful thing. I am all about the armed citizenry. I think it's a beautiful thing.
Let me ask you this question. What do you do, though, when they do dirty tricks and blow stuff up and blame it on libertarian conservatives to try to turn the police and military against each other? You know they're not just going to launch this takeover without staging some stuff. I want to ask you about that when we come back. Then we'll go to Joseph, Blaze. Now we got Corey. There's so many calls coming in. At 8 after, we've got a famous civil rights activist joining us. Now look forward to that, because it turns out he was with George Clooney last week. And again, I don't like what's being done to the Christians in Sudan. So it's a complex issue. We'll be discussing that as well. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Every time I tell stories about stuff that happened to me back when I used to cover urban warfare drills, some of them that were unannounced, I see people saying I'm a liar. It says, if they pulled guns on you, Alex, where is the video? BS as usual. Remember 9/11 says, that's posted in the article, Obama executive order paves the way for nationalization of economy. Did you not hear what I said? They took our camera and erased the tape. That's why Mike Hansen said, I'm not giving you my camera. That's why there's not footage, moron. Ask Mike Hansen. Point is, we've got footage in Hebron, Maryland, of them coming up to the camera guy with their guns, the Marines, and saying, turn your camera off. You know, I don't have footage of me in the woods at night in an urban warfare drill. And, it doesn't matter. It's just crazy. It's just crazy how people want to deny what's going on out there. You know what I didn't get confiscated is the San Antonio police chief, who's in Police State 2000 saying Delta Force tried to buy him off to let him, you know, give them control of the city basically to run secret operations. That's how the bags of money. So sorry, it's all there. And footage of the drills that still went ahead even though he said no. Don't try to deny this tyranny's happening. I also saw a comment, another story saying, there's Jones again on the video I shot yesterday at home, saying Obama wants a domestic security force. What a liar. Okay, well, FEMA's announced it Friday under SecureCorps in AmeriCorps. You go look at the fine print. It's little domestic spies. But here's Obama in the campaign talking about it. So sick of you people living in denial out there. We have the clip, correct? Well, let's roll it.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
All right. Yep, there it is. None of that's going to happen in America, though. Now he's actually doing it. And the NRA says their lobbyist sources have told him the NRA's pretty milquetoast. And I looked it up. It's true. Obama does plan to attempt an executive order ban of all semi-automatics in the next administration. So enjoy. They're going to come. Going back to the police officer, we're going to go to break for 1 minute, come back with Joseph Blaze and Corey and others. Eric, you heard my question before the break. Are police aware that the system can stage events like in Oklahoma City to try to get a civil war going?
You bet. Let me give you an example of that. Some recent training that I conducted, we had an agent from Homeland Security that came in to, quote-unquote, observe it, okay? During that training, he told some of my guys, hey, I can hook you guys up with doing some undercover stuff for us. If you want to come out to the local airport, we'll give you some simulated explosives, and you can take through the metal detector to see if they can detect it or not. Well, I talked to my guys about that. I was like, how many of you think that that's a really good idea? And none of them did.
Actual cases where they try to set police up to do that to create lack of trust with local police that you're terrorist. That actually happened in Phoenix last year.
That's exactly right. I'm telling you, we're not stupid gorillas. And people aren't understanding that. The people in the federal government are not understanding that. That's why they fear us. They know that we are waking up. They know that we're standing on the principles of that Constitution, and that is the absolute moral high ground, and they can't stand that. Darkness cannot stand light, and we're standing on that light, Alex.
You know, I found that Fast and Furious really woke a lot of police up. Have you seen that?
Yes. That makes me sick to my stomach to think that weapons shipped by the federal government are being used against fellow police officers. And it's just a matter of time before that filters all the way into the inner parts of the United States as these gangs bring this
It's already in. Happening. God bless you. Wow. All right. More calls straight ahead. The police are waking up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.